This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, it is wonderful to be at Eagles training camp. We love doing the shows here. This is the second of six shows for us this training camp. We'll be here Monday and Tuesday of next week and then Monday and Tuesday of the following week. And the 94WIP Champ Camp coverage is driven by Forest River RV by Camping World, RV sales, service, parts, and accessories. Now, before I introduce the Eagles' outstanding linebacker, Zach Bond, I want to take a moment to rip our producer, James Seltzer, because that's what we do. We rip each other.
Oh, I can't wait for
sometimes
this.
With love, sometimes with malice. This one's with a little bit of both.
Nice.
Seltzer, if we're about to have Zach Bond on the show, don't you think it would have been proper as we come back from a break with the good music going, also play the interception in the Super Bowl? It set up a quick six TD thereafter?
Yes, it would have been.
I mean, are you on top of your game today?
Usually you tell me to play those things, so, you know, for being honest. Usually you say, hey, have this ready to play for when we have this guest come on, but that's
sometimes,
fine. No big deal.
Sometimes I do, sometimes. Let's welcome the phenomenal all-pro linebacker of the Philadelphia Eagles, who had a season last year, a season for the ages, and certainly we're hoping just to keep it rolling. He got the new contract, and what a splash debut last year, his first year in Philadelphia, Mr. Zach Bond. Zach, good morning. Welcome to WIP. How are you, bud?
I'm great. Good morning. Thanks for having me. This is awesome. I love coming in this trailer and talking with you guys.
Well, I appreciate that, man.
It's awesome.
It's really our pleasure. Let me tell you, man, it was such a pleasure to watch you play last year. I mean, it had to exceed your wildest expectations, right? And I don't mean, we'll get to the team, but like John played with Rich Gannon, who I thought had one of the stranger careers I've ever seen. John, he was about 10 years in and then became an all-pro and maintained that for 5 or 6 years, that
yeah,
level.
Yeah, he was the MVP of the league.
Yeah.
I mean, at like 38 years old.
And I thought that was about as strange. I mean, Zach, for you to go from, you know, a lot of backup, different positions, special teams guy, to star linebacker, that had to wildly exceed your expectations, right?
Yeah, a lot of times when I sit back and reflect, I look at myself from outside, kind of outside my body and what I've done. Even during games, I run out of the tunnel every game, and I'm like, holy crap, I can't believe this is my life.
Wow.
It's super special, and I never take it for granted. But I think it's a good story just of perseverance, keep working, and keep grinding even when you're not seeing those results. And eventually when you get the opportunity, you take advantage.
I just want to say it's an amazing story, and we all – were in awe of what you accomplished, thrilled for all of us as Philadelphia sports fans, thrilled for the organization. But I just want you to know, we've seen a lot as Philadelphia sports fans. I don't think, John, we had ever seen anything like it. Zach, hats off to you for what you did. And as you pointed out, to grind, because you have to put yourself in a position to keep being available to make that turn in your career, that was really admirable, man. Really,
well, it's
really
not just us as Philadelphia fans, it's the NFL. You don't see a guy do what you did, you know, switch positions. It just doesn't happen. Everything is so cut and dry and set in place and set in stone in many cases. And people say, it can't be any other way but this. And then something different happens and someone is better than that. And that's Zach Bond. And boom. I think it's a really interesting conundrum, though, this year, Zach. When you have that much success like last year, all pro out of nowhere, is there this strange drive to do everything exactly the same as you did it last year, where you don't want to leave any stone unturned doing it just like that because it worked so well before?
I think it's more of trying to be a better overall player. Just like the Super Bowl, you hear a lot of guys and a lot of coaches say, that was last year, leave it in the past. And everyone starts at square one this year. So I've really chopped my game down to the basics and the fundamentals of my game. Just trying to improve every year, really.
Wow. Is that possible? Well, how do you make your game better when you're the best in the NFL? Basically, they told you last year as an all-pro that you're the best in the NFL at what you do. How are you going to be better at doing that this year?
It's tough because that was my first year playing inside backer, like a whole season. In my mind, I'm just trying to be better and better and better, and I'm not the best, and I keep reminding myself that I'm not the best because there's so.
But they told you that you're the best.
Yeah, but that's them. That's you guys, and it's in my mind, I'm definitely not the best, and I'm far from it.
So the 4 years as a special teams and part-time starter thing, that's still in your mind psyche-wise, right? That you were that guy longer than you were this guy.
Yeah, and I keep having this conversation in my mind recently on if you can teach instincts. I think it's a fallacy that you can't teach instincts. I think I'm a product of teaching instincts and learning instincts in the game.
Wow, that's so interesting because you do always hear that. Guys, you either have it or you don't. You got the instincts right, or you don't. When you switch positions as disparate as those positions are, you're either an edge rusher where it's go get the quarterback, or you're an off-ball inside linebacker where you're telling him and him and him and him what to do, and you have to fit into not just the run fits but the zone drops and everything else. It is as different as it gets. You had to reprogram every instinct.
Was Fangio big in teaching you
those
instincts?
Like work.
Learning that stuff.
Yeah, but I think two things. The player has to have it in him. Like you kind of have to have that dog in you, and at linebacker especially. And then two, the coaches have to believe in you to give you those reps, to let you develop those instincts. And here it just all made sense. I got the reps. I had the opportunity to start in a competition, and I just took advantage. I went all in.
Isn't there a more willingness to actually give extra oomph when you hit people? When you're a special teams guy, you're more willing to sacrifice, I think, than a star player is. You know, like, you learned it the hard way, and you know every time a hit happens, both guys are going to hurt a little bit. You know you just want to hurt him a little bit more. Like, special teams, you've been there and you've done that. You've done it all.
Yeah.
You've done the worst. Like, basically, like, you mopped the bathroom floor every day on your way up, and now doing that stuff, it doesn't feel as difficult. Like, you still know that you can do that, but, man, you've got a balance of skills that no one has seen in this league for the longest time. That, like, how do you balance that? Like, it is important to remember that and have confidence in yourself. But it doesn't seem like this is registering to you, that the all-pro, that you are the best at something that is so incredibly difficult and people celebrate.
Yeah, you can see when you're talking about the all-pro stuff, I kind of look away and I don't want to take the praise, but I thank you for it.
You got it, man.
Playing special teams, you have to have that dog in you because, like you said, every hit is a big hit. Especially with the old kickoff rules when you were just running down 60 yards and not stopping and hitting somebody. But at linebackers, it's the same thing. You got to be able to put your face in the fan, and enjoy it. You have to be crazy enough to enjoy it.
Zach Bond with us here on WIP as the Eagles have their third day of training camp today, their second practice. Zach, in the off season, we were nervous they may not keep you. Not that they wouldn't want to, but it just might not financially work out. Were you nervous February? Were you nervous that you might not be back?
Yeah, I was nervous. Free agency is a scary thing to head into, and I was really hoping we could get something done before then.
Did it feel good to be, I'll say, the prioritized player? Like, Milt Williams got more money. He got great money. You got great money. Josh Sweat got great money. It seemed to us that they prioritized you in the midst of a bunch of great players. Did you feel that sense of they chose me?
Yeah, it's like I said before, going into last year's free agency, the previous years, it's good to feel wanted by a team, and it's good to feel appreciated. And as a leadership council on this team, we were having a chat with Peyton Manning a couple weeks ago in the spring, and he said a paycheck or a signing bonus or a big contract isn't a reward for what you did. It's an advance for what you're about to do. Yeah. So keeping that mentality and taking it in stride.
So what is, I know it's very early within training camp, but you had the all-season program. What would you say is the vibe of this team? How much is it similar to this time last year? How much is it different to this time last year?
Yeah, as much as you want things to be the same, they're just not. Different players, different coaches. And we're really building that foundation now on who we are, what type of chemistry we have, what type of plays we're going to run, all stuff like that.
What is it when you're the leader of a group of young guys like this, and you got some flux right now, you know, with the injuries, you don't know when certain guys are going to come back. You're sort of like the standard, the guy who everyone's looking to. How do you lead a group of young guys that you're just getting to know right now? I mean, you had one OTA prior to training camp.
Yeah, in my mind, everyone's a friend until you everyone's got my respect until you show me otherwise. So I'm treating everyone with respect. And obviously, I'm not the U-Rah-Rah, the N'Kobe Deans, the Brandon Grahams. that's just not me. And I've keep having this conversation on myself as to what type of leader I want to be and who I am versus who I am. I'm a lead by as an example guy, but definitely willing to use my voice.
Do you feel as your stature has gone up that the coaches will want you to use that voice more?
You
are the established guy at linebacker. Like, you are. I know that might be 12 months ago something you didn't envision, but you are. Do you sense that they lean on you a little more there?
I don't really sense it, but I want to myself, honestly.
What prevents you from losing sight of what's important? What keeps you so unbelievably locked in?
What keeps the main thing
because
the main thing?
It's going to, like, everyone is now, it's very different. Being a special teams guy, being an all-pro guy, like, it is now the dream of dreams. You have achieved at the highest level, and everyone wants to reward you and remind you how amazing you are. So how do you keep your head on straight?
Yeah,
because clearly you do.
Yeah, my wife Allie is big into the astrology signs.
Ah.
I'm born in late December, and I was born at so and so time. It makes me a Capricorn, and I guess Capricorns do things not for the attention of others, but just internally. So I'm just wired that way. Like, I just want to be good for myself.
Wow.
I just want to be better myself because I know I can be. Like when I was playing special teams, I knew that physically I had all the tools. I knew I was athletic enough and I could do what the big time guys were doing, but it was just mentally, and it was just a grind every day to get better.
Wow.
Well, you sure did it.
Well, Zach, we congratulate you on a remarkable year last year, both individually and as a squad. From afar, you know, because we didn't know you on a personal level, but we admired what we sensed you were bringing to the table behind the scenes. You know, we could hear that and see that, we think. And getting to know you more today, man, it's done nothing but confirm what I thought. And I wish you the best of luck this year, man, for you personally, individually, for the squad. Town's very excited, and we hope it's a special year for you. Thank you, Zach.
Yeah, thank you so much.
You got it, man. There he is, all-pro linebacker.
Was that was it?
Zach Vaughn.
I could keep talking to you guys.
You want to hang for the whole hour. You want to hang because we got a commercial.
They kind of want you to go out there and beat some people
you
up.
You got it. Well, it sure is Champ Camp, and it is driven by Forest River RV, by Camping World, RV sales, service, parts, and accessories. And we hope the Eagles are Johnny B. Good again this year. Because it was down in Louisiana where the Eagles claimed that bowl. Ben, you and I were very young when the Eagles lost that first Super Bowl they were in. That was in the state of Louisiana. And we thought the Superdome would have stink on it forever, but oh, no. We welcome Ben Davis to the program. Ben, how are you, buddy?
Top of the morning to you.
And all of it to the Phillies and the Eagles. And I can't quite go Sixers and Flyers because I don't think they're of the ilk.
Not yet.
By the way, James, you know, of course, when we have Ben Davis in studio, James, or on the road as we are from training camp today, James, you know we love having Ben with us.
Ben Davis, brought to you by CJ Tire and Auto, 18 convenient locations. We keep things moving, cjtire.com.
Well, we keep things moving as well. This hour, this segment, you're going to hear an awful lot, including from Sirianni yesterday, some of the notable things he said. Hurts, some of the notable things he said. More on the Phillies from last night and as the approach to the trade deadline, which is obviously in a week. But, Ben, let's start with I know they're not out there practicing yet, all right? So it would be more exciting in about 2 hours. But how great is it to be at Eagles training camp, man?
It's awesome. It's absolutely awesome just being in this facility, just getting the anticipation of the upcoming season. Obviously, there's a city that loves the Eagles, and why wouldn't they? Yeah. So this is cool to be out here and amongst you guys, and just being a part of it all.
So we're doing a lot on the Phillies, obviously, today as well. If you're just tuning into the program, kind of bouncing back and forth between both teams, and from a Philly standpoint, I mean, a few things. First off, reacting to last night's game, which is frustrating. I mean, they slugged a lot. They hit 5 home runs. It was a good starting pitching outing until it wasn't. We'll get to that reality in a moment. It was an entertaining game, and I know people might not want to hear that with a loss, but it was. Phillies actually, did come back with the rally in the 10th, but a frustrating game. But we're also now a week away from the trade deadline, and so sort of a double whammy question. 1 week, exactly 7 days to the trade deadline, and Ben, interested for your approach on this. So question one is, with a week to go, which position, if they only get one, do you think has crystallized as the more important position to get, outfielder or reliever? Because people have gone back and forth and been screaming about both for 4 months. Second question, how aggressive do you want them to be? What's your mindset?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Week from the deadline, Ben.
I will answer your second question first. I want them to be very aggressive because this window is only going to be open for a little while. And nobody's getting younger. We, the old cliche, Father Time is undefeated. And he is. So, I want them to be very aggressive. But it's not they need to make a couple moves, and I think that the biggest one they need to make is a right-handed hitting outfielder.
You know, we're 5 for 5 on that today.
Yeah.
Because John Devin, me, James, I think a lot of us at various points, and I'm one of them, have said this year relief pitcher is more important. As this thing's gone on, to me, it's outfield. I actually feel it's not even like that close anymore. Because I do think they'll throw some of these starters into the bullpen.
Yeah, and there's so many options with the replacement for the bullpen. We can throw all these starters at that problem. And then the hitting, we can't.
Yeah, I think it's not even close, Ben. I think it's like...
Although we do feel like we've got a reinvigoration of the offense right now that could, I don't know, give us a platform.
That was a game.
Well, no.
Bryce is making a big difference. Bryce really is leading the way,
I think the guys are sort of following his example. And I do think that this can serve the team well late in the season, in the postseason, if they can draw from this. Because Bryce basically told us he was going to do this. Bryce went up there in a press conference and said, "Hey, guys, I'm ready. Like, I am about to go tear this up. Watch me." And he did.
Yeah,
and then the rest of the team is now following suit. So the whole point here is, if you can do that now, why would we not be able to do that in the postseason it matters most?
Well, I'll answer that question easily. Because they're the same days that last year couldn't hit the ball against the Mets. So that's a very clear reason. But, I mean, Ben, I look at center and left, and I just say that's not good.
No. And they have to be more consistent offensively. That's the bottom line. And I know John's saying they need a power right-handed hitter. I don't need the power. I need somebody that's going to hit for average. And that's why they need to get Alec Bohm back. They need to get him back, and they need another right-handed hitter in this lineup to make them more consistent. Someone that you know is not going to be an all-or-nothing guy. There's too many of those guys in the lineup already. Okay. We need to have more of an average guy, like batting average guy. That's what I want.
Let me throw one more thing before we go back to the phones. Ben, do you think a different starting second baseman is a possibility for October? Because right now it's basically Stott and Sosa. It was Stott. Now it feels like Stott and Sosa. But man, oh man, like I know this. If they had a great outfield and a great relief pitching, we'd be talking about a second base upgrade.
Yeah.
Do you think that's on the table or off the table?
I do not. I don't think it's on the table. I think they have the platoon situation, and I think that I think Bryson's going to start to turn the corner a little bit. We saw that last night. I think that's going to be something that he's going to do offensively. And then you also have the right-handed hitting Edmundo Sosa to face the lefty. So, and you're not giving up anything defensively with either one of those guys. So I would say no to that. I don't think they're going to go out and acquire a second base.
All right, let's get a lot of calls.
Sosa, when we were down there the other night, Joe, I don't know if you noticed this. He was a lot bigger than I thought. You know, when you and I were here at training camp, the first year we both saw Jalen Hurts, we had the same reaction. Wow, he's much smaller than we thought.
Yep. And Saquon was much bigger than I thought.
Oh, Saquon is
I could not
monster.
Believe how big Saquon, how tall he was.
Okay, and last, when we were down there at the park, Edmundo was another who really surprised me with his size. He is much larger than I expected.
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't know, Ben, like you, what is he, 6'3"? I don't know what
he's
listed
at. I don't think he's that big.
6'2"?
Yeah, I would guess he's like 6'1", 6'2".
Probably 6'1", 6'2".
All right. I'm much larger than I thought. I don't know why that seems surprising to me.
That guy just loves playing baseball. He loves – he's got a smile on his face. I ask him whenever I see him, I say, "You ready?" I say, "Está listo," which means, "Are you ready?"
Yeah.
He goes, "Every day, Poppy."
So that's good. That's Bryson Stott last night hit a home run. We know that his child was born. You know, there's a lot that goes on when you got that sort of family thing going on.
He had dad strength.
Yeah. Is he out of the woods now? Like, last night seems like a great sign
for Bryson
game?
Stott. No, I don't think so.
What are you make of Bryson Stott season?
Well, I mean, I think it's obviously been up and down at some peaks and valleys. But I just think he's another guy that's – I thought he was going to be coming in healthy this year. I thought he was going to have a great year. It just seems like his bat speed has gone down a little bit. And guys are attacking him with fastballs. It's hard for him to catch up with velocity. But I do think – and that could be a tie to it. Maybe he was going through this thing with his wife about, you know, having that extra child and that in the back of his mind saying – It could weigh on you, I think, from a playing standpoint. So maybe he has turned the corner. He had a great night last night. So hopefully this is a sign of good things to come.
Let's get a ton of calls in here. We're going to be wide open. No guests for a while. We're going to hear from Vic Fangio at 9:40 today. Press conference of the Eagles' grizzled vet defensive coordinator. We look forward to hearing from Fangio at 9:40. But we're wide open. Your chance to weigh in on all of these topics. Let's talk to Luca. He's calling from New Jersey. Good morning, Luca.
What's up?
What's up, buddy?
Good morning,
hi,
Luca. Guys. How are you?
Great.
Yeah, we're at training camp. So we're really
amazing.
Doing well.
Yeah, I
exactly.
know. I wish I was at training camp, too. That'd be lovely.
Yeah.
So anyway, real quick, Philly's point, I think they need a outfielder that can hit personally because no one's really doing it back there. They came close yesterday, but, you know, it is what it is. They got... How many more games they got this season? The season ends what, September?
I guess about 65, Ben, something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
Yeah.
Jeez,
yep.
65 games still? That's a... Jesus Lord.
Well, you still got to get through all of August and September. That's why they call them the dog days, my man.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah,
that's
why. I didn't really pay attention to
it. Yeah, because it's a long season and
60
it's
60 games left.
Yeah, the whole concept wild. Of the dog... Right, Ben, I mean, you've got to play, but the concept is it's hot and it's long, right?
It's a grind, man. It's yeah. a freaking grind. Yeah, 162 is no joke.
Yeah, Eagles' point, I think they should let the rookie and Sidney Brown battle that out for the safety spot. I don't really think they should sign anybody if they don't have to. Save that for midseason.
Well, they might have to.
They get in trouble, but let the young guys feel
well,
it
they
out.
Are right now. Sidney yeah, what you're start. Saying is what they're yeah. doing, and then the question is, yeah. when would they pivot? You know, is that in a week or is that in 3 weeks? I don't know. But, you know, I think it's pretty clear they'd prefer one of these guys to claim the spot. That'll certainly help them financially if they can lean on a young player who's cheap.
I contend you're going to know in a hurry. I contend, again, you can see these guys when they put the pads on, and I'm not sure when that's going to be. I'm assuming it's not going to be today. They're probably working their way up to that. But when they put the pads on, you know right away. Andrew Mukuba, is he going to be able to, stand up and hit and hold up the way we need him to?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure the guys who play with him, the guys who are in that meeting room, the DB meeting room, they'll know within the first few plays of that practice.
Wow. Luca, give me an answer, my man. You can win the Eagles practice ticket. It's a great scene involving a lawyer.
If it hasn't been said yet, my favorite scene is Joe Pesci and My Cousin Vinny.
Oh, okay, that's
the first one I thought of.
All right, hold on. Just give me the specific scene. Which scene?
This is specifically, I love when he interrogates Mrs. Riley because he mocks the judge.
Okay, all right, you got it. You can make the case it could be Marissa Tomei stomping her foot, which is at Pesci, who's the lawyer. Not in a courtroom.
Oh, yeah, right? Any scene with Pesci would count. Yeah.
Okay, but My Cousin Vinny, the interrogation right there. You got it. Let's go to Wade right now. Wade, good morning.
Hey, what's up, y'all? How you doing? Man, how you doing? Yeah, listen, man, I'm Joe, man. I ain't like the way you ain't peacock around and celebrate your victory, man. I'm Team Jack, and I don't like, and I guess that's the way is my competitive nature, because you supposed to celebrate, because like, I ain't like how you was on the phone. Oh, man,
But Wade, you got to remember, man, I learned from someone like Jalen last year. Like, Jalen did a lot really good, and he kept the main thing. And right now, I'm trying to stay very focused. Like, I did tell you the other day I'm going to win tennis. Now, as long as the groin, the hip, whatever the heck it is, doesn't get in the way, I should win tennis. But, like, you know, we'll see.
Save tennis for last. I'm scared you're going to get hurt. You might miss a couple days of work playing tennis.
Tell you what, I'll tell you this. If it's a paid sickness, I'll take that.
Man, what you call it? Picking up pointers from you, John Richie. He taking all the days off. I thought his last name was John the Camry or something. He ain't been.
Oh, look at you, Wade. Oh, this guy gets it.
After
this guy gets a girlfriend.
Not taking a day off. He's
Yeah, he deserves it, man. Enjoy yourself. But
I think he is the point.
Oh yeah. Man, listen, we know how to get down. You know what's up. I was going to show up to the little baseball game with my kids with a Go Jack jersey on and then throw tomatoes at you, Jeff.
Come on, man. Wait, what am I, Fozzie Bear? What is this? Why? Why tomatoes at me? Why?
Because
Fritz won't release the freaking video?
No, because the shots you take at my man James all the time on air and everything, I don't appreciate that.
He is the producer. It would have been nice to play Zach Bond's interception in the Super Bowl.
Thank you, Wade. I appreciate this.
No, Joe, you need to know, if I wouldn't get charged for animal cruelty, the dog that bit James, if I knew it, I would bite that dog.
I love you, Wade.
I thought you were going to have the dog bite me. I got you. All right.
No. They're going to waste their time with you.
Know what I'm saying?
Wow. Big dogs. Big dogs. They don't fight with you.
And then
Richie, you one of my favorite fullbacks, man. You on my, Mount Rushmore. I name them because they try to think you're just saying it to kiss up. I name them as you, Mike Allstott, Trent Richardson, who played with the Chiefs, and the one who played with the Chargers, Neil. But I swear you got the ball more than you say you did. And I'm an Eagles fan, and you're a Raider. And it's okay. I think you like a Raider.
There was a little bit of both there. Wade, give me a scene involving a lawyer.
Law by the citizens when the guy sent the video to Jamie Foxx's house and his daughter was watching the video of him torture the guy that did the crime to his family.
Holy mackerel.
Underrated movie.
You got it, Wade. Boy, James, that was an interesting call.
Wade came in. Yeah. He was bringing it.
Came in swinging.
You did. I appreciate it. Wade having my back. I appreciate
it. What is up with that?
A lot of bullet points.
My guy right there.
A lot of bullet points. All right. So the Eagles are at camp. This will be their third day of camp, second practice today. Sirianni addressed the media yesterday, first time since they got to training camp, obviously. Said a lot. One of the things is a comparison this year's camp versus last year's camp. Here's the Eagles Super Bowl winning head coach.
Feels the same. Right, you got a lot of steps to go and daily work to put in. So you know, every year at the training camp feels the same. You're not looking back, you're not looking forward. You're solely focused on today and how we can get better today. And so when you have that mindset, when you have that focus that we want to have as a football team, that's how everyone should be feeling. Is hey, how am I getting better today? Not thinking about anything else.
I do think with the two main guys, let's be real, once you get to the team, the guy that oversees the team is Nick Sirianni, and the guy that is the quarterback is Jalen Hurts. I think they're in great hands from a wiring standpoint with those two. Now, it is notable that when we talked to Lane Johnson yesterday, he did reference that in 2023 they had a lot of what he called distractions. And Sirianni and Hurts were the quarterback and coach back then. But so what do you think he was talking about? So when Lane Johnson said that yesterday, I mean, one would be the side to Patricia thing, which has to do with Sirianni, but does not have to do with Jalen Hurts. Mm-hmm. What do you guys think? Because Lane Johnson, it was right around this time yesterday, we had Lane Johnson on the show, and he referenced distractions in 2018 and distractions in 2023.
And he said specifically he was just like he has and a lot of the other players.
Yeah.
Were distracted and then went on to say, and he kind of was asked about it. He spoke again to media after practice yesterday and said something similar where he said, we were trying or I was trying to hit a home run and swing for the fences every time, like baseball reference. But I do kind of wonder, as an offensive lineman, what that entirely means, like
Devin,
almost trying too hard to get back.
When he said that, the first thing I thought of was 2018 and Carson. Who I thought was playing hero ball.
Yeah.
Gets the job back, but he's got the Foles thing in his mind, and he clearly played hero ball. So he may have been thinking about that when he said that, but he did seem like he was saying more than just that.
Yeah.
So I don't know in 2023 who would have been trying to hit a home run instead of, take a single. But, James, what do you think he meant on distractions? Even just 2 years ago, what do you think he meant?
Look, I think there was a lot going on. I mean, they had two new coordinators. They had the Matt Patricia thing hanging over them. Like, there were all these kind of things going on. And then I think the point more was that I think there's a lot of pressure on that team coming out. And they start 10-0, and they're winning every game barely. 10-1, excuse me. And I think they're winning every game barely. And I think, I don't know, I just felt like all season, if you remember in the moment, they were 10-1, and we had all kinds of people being like, I'm concerned. I don't think this team's that good, but they keep winning. So
those people had a point, by the way, because in the end, they weren't that good.
So I don't know if he was referring to a specific thing or more of just the overall general kind of feel.
Ben, you got to think that with Hurts and Sirianni,
mm-hmm.
it shouldn't be a wiring issue.
No, I don't think it is.
I don't either.
I don't think it is. Those guys, those two are as rock steady as you're going to find. And I played for a couple different managers, one in particular, Lou Piniella, that, I mean, you talk about a box of chocolates. My Lord, it was every day. So you didn't know what you were going to get out of him. But I think with Nick, these guys know exactly what they're getting. And I would love to have that. I would love to have that accessibility to him because, you know, his door is always open. And I think that that's something these players should never take for granted.
Doesn't seem like they do. And you hear stories here and there about the guys. I can't even imagine texting back and forth with my head coach games. Like, he's texting. My impression is he's texting back and forth with, like, I don't know, Devontae about the Alabama, like, matchup that week. Or, you know, maybe I'm reading too much into it, but I actually think this team has an interconnectedness based on, you know, the stuff that wasn't even around when I was playing. You know, this mesh of interconnectedness that when he first got here and he was talking all about this, I don't know, it was almost like this love that was this concept.
And connectivity.
The connected, the interconnectedness. I just thought it was a crock. What in the world? Are we talking about football
What
here
was the game
he
was playing? Rock,
what?
Paper, scissors? What was he?
Well, there was that, too.
There was that. It's like.
But once again, that was, hey, we're just going to do things like a family. We are going to treat this like we're closer than everyone on the outside. And it doesn't really matter how we do it, but the idea that we are bonding, that we are unified, that we are focused on one goal, pulling on the same rope in the same direction, like this, we've got the secret.
Part of what makes me find it more impressive than not is in this league, and the players know it, you're going to lose about a third of the players every year. Like, I love you, I love you, I love you. It's February, we're playing in the Super Bowl, I love you. By the way, here comes March, and you're gone 6 weeks later. And so to get players to buy back in, because let's be real, like, CJGJ gone last year, a couple months ago. I heard Ike say on the afternoon show yesterday, I thought it was an interesting point. I hadn't considered it. Makes some sense. He thinks the fact that Reed Blankenship, who was eligible for a contract extension this past offseason, did not get it. Ike's point is he thinks Reed Blankenship won't be here next year. And he thinks Cooper DeJean might be taking his job, which is incredible when you consider they're such good friends. So, but the key, of course, is you got to get Reed Blankenship to buy in fully this year. And the fact that a guy like Sirianni seemingly can get guys to buy in, to me, that's more impressive in a league like this where you have turnover. I find that really impressive.
Yeah,
well, it's a combination of buy-in. Sorry to interrupt.
No, you're fine.
But it's Howie's management of the players.
It's picking
as
the right
well.
People. Also,
right. It's the character guys from the get go. But it also is. I'm amazed when you watch the national scene and you've got Joe Burrow in Cincinnati telling his front office, "Hey guys, why can't you do it like they're doing it in Philadelphia?" Like, Joe Burrow actually said that. Like, why on earth can't we sign our receivers the way the Philadelphia Eagles did with Devontae and AJ? Look at and they're harmonious.
It's bad management,
guys.
Yeah. It's just bad. But
let's be real. Everyone is managing the same way. It's bad and it's old school, and that's why we it's part of why we just won a world championship.
I agree, man.
Because Howie's doing it differently, and yeah, he is. But I don't want to say underpaying these guys. He's paying these guys less than what the stars are getting in other cities because he's just paying them earlier.
Well, quickly, John, let me just say this, because there was a point in the press conference yesterday.
Oh, he's still happy about it.
Howie was asked the question. I don't remember the exact words, but it was something like, why do you put such a premium on signing players after 3 years? Something like that. And Howie gave a whatever answer. Like, it's about good harmony in the locker room, and guys know if you succeed here, then you can get paid. But, John, you know I leaned over to you. We were off the air. I leaned over to you and said, because we get them cheaper?
That's exactly the economics of it all.
He's not going to say it, but like that's...
No,
It's very matter of fact. Right. We get them cheaper, but at the same time, those are guys who have not been paid yet, and these are guys early on, right, like 3 years into their career. That's a massive, massive achievement,
totally,
and joy and haul, and it's your family is now set up for the rest of their lives too.
Yeah.
And so truly, everyone is happy.
But with that said, it does help to have a harmonious locker room. The guys know,
no doubt about it.
If you play well, you have a tremendous shot to get a
sure
deal. Now it is
and
interesting. Blankenship did it.
It's a meritocracy.
It has to be. It has to be. Let's go to Jeremy right now in Vineland. Jeremy, good morning.
Hey, good morning. So I'm mostly a football guy, but we do watch all the Phillies games in my house.
Nice.
And my biggest intrigue right now as we reach the trade deadline is if they handle the bullpen internally with the starting pitchers. Like, the possibility is crazy.
Yeah.
For one, it allows us to get a bigger bat if we handle everything internally. But, well, my question is how's that going to look like? For example, last night, Lizardo obviously should have been pulled in the fifth. If they put somebody in there like Mick Abel and he's dealing, is it going to be like two, maybe three innings, or do they still have to be more conservative because they might need him to pitch the next day?
Great question, Ben. Let's say it's game one of the playoffs. Mm-hmm. Does Mick Abel get two innings?
With Rob Thompson, it all comes down to matchups. That's the bottom line. That's why you're seeing a platoon situation with the righties and lefties in the lineup, and that's why you're seeing the same thing with the guys out of the bullpen. It's strictly a platoon situation. He is a firm believer in righties and lefties matchups, and that's the way it's going
to
be.
Do you think he would want the starter that comes in, though, to give him 2 to 3 innings as a reliever? Is that what he'd prefer it be?
I think everyone would prefer that.
Yeah.
Having said that, it doesn't mean if the guy throws two innings and he's rolling six up, six down, that doesn't mean he's necessarily coming out for that third inning, depending on who's coming up in the lineup at that particular time of the ball game. It is strictly a matchup thing with him. That's the way it is. Now, from time to time, he will go with his gut, like with Sanchez the other night, saying, you know what, you got the ninth inning. With Wheeler and that start before the All-Star break, said, you got the ninth inning. From time to time, it is a gut thing with him, but for the most part, it's going to be a matchup thing.
Yeah, that's really interesting because if you think about it, we go to a four-man rotation, and you put a few starters up there, they could potentially...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Essentially be splitting the games with guys in the bullpen, and now they got a lot of rest, man, and they're ready to go for the next round.
No question about it. Jeremy, give me an answer. A great scene. This is for Eagles practice tickets, a four-pack of tickets for a practice in about 2 weeks. Great scene involving a lawyer.
All right, I got the winning answer. Primal Fear, where here he edges Edward Norton to switch into his alter ego in the courtroom
the
and
correct
grabs
answer.
The prosecutor up.
Yeah, to rile up.
Nice job, Marty.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Well, no, James, he's saying a different scene. So you're saying the very, James, you just referenced the very, very end.
I think that's, he's talking
about. No, he said in the courtroom to rile up the female lawyer.
Okay.
Yeah, which is another interesting scene.
They're both good. I probably would have gone with the very end. But
I agree with you.
Yeah.
I agree. Both good answers, but it took a really good one, but maybe not the best of those two. Hey, let's get to the Twitter poll question of the day. We actually got two questions, both brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Get 0% financing for 36 months and $1,000 bonus cash on new Silverados. Together, let's drive. Visit ArminChevy.com. All right, first poll question. If you only get one position, and hopefully they address more than one position before the trade deadline, but if it's only one, which do you think is more important for them to add to? Is it the outfield or the relief pitchers? I am firmly at the outfielders now, and I've gone back and forth many times this year, but I do think they will throw a bunch of starters into the bullpen. Although we got to start being real, if we don't see Aaron Nola, you know, sometime, somewhat soon, then we can't just act like he just walks in there and is effective in October.
Yeah, right? He has to show us that he can pitch in the majors this year. I mean, he has had almost no success in the major leagues so far this season.
He has to show three different things: one,
health.
That he's healthy. Two, that he's good. Three, that he can pitch in the bullpen. Now, I don't know.
Well,
you know,
they're
not going to put him in there until the very end of the year.
Well,
you know?
Not just that, though. If he shows the first two, like, he might get a start in the playoff.
Getting confused.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yes, yeah, I don't know if his stuff would work in the, even when healthy.
Like, I put him right out there. Look, it's either him or Lizardo.
Well, I'd much rather Lizardo. Because Lizardo's been good for like, what? 2-3 innings. He fell apart in the fifth inning yesterday, but like that's how much I would trust him in a playoff situation.
By the way, Ben, that when JT didn't catch that ball last night, I've often thought it's one of the more underrated plays in sports. Like, to me, that's a hard play, but catchers get it all the time except for last night. When you were squatted down, guy hits the ball, how hard is it to find the ball?
It depends, and depends on the time of the night.
John, have you ever thought of how hard that must be? Think about it.
I don't the think ball it's is... as hard as... I like.
All right, Ben, go ahead.
We probably lose it in the lights.
As I got older, I really didn't like them. I didn't like the pop-ups. And I would just shout, whoever my first or third baseman was, it could be like
you
right
can get
top
it.
Of
go
the light.
For it.
I said, like, John Olerud.
Do they
I
tell
said,
you?
Oh, you got it.
Do they tell you where to go? Do they help? Does someone else direct you to where to find the ball?
No. But it's just the spin, because it starts to spin back towards the you know, the backstop,
right.
And then with the way the spin is, it comes back towards home plate. So you have to play that in your mind. But I will say, when I was in the dugout on Monday night for that ball game, I could not believe how hard it was to see the ball off the bat when it got to dusk. Like, it was terrible.
Wow.
Brandon Marsh came down the steps. I said, "How bad is it?" He goes, "Oh my God." That's what he said to me, because it was so hard to see the ball off the bat. And then once it got up in the twilight, it was nearly impossible.
And last night, fifth inning was probably around 8 o'clock or
correct.
Something?
Then that's what makes it so difficult.
Interesting.
So, and then you have the lights involved. It's not a fun play.
Interesting.
That was a killer, man. We haven't talked about it yet, but I mean, you could argue they lost the game because of that. You know?
No question.
Oh, no doubt.
No question.
But sometimes you feel just helpless. Depending on the time of the night, the way the ball's spinning, the wind, all that factors into it. It's not an easy play, no matter how many times you practice it, and especially in the heat of the game. It's a tough one.
Wow. Well, there's so many tricks for so many different scenarios while you're catching something. Imagine day games when the sun comes into play.
The shadows.
Yeah. When sun,
the shadows.
But the sun actually, for my game, when the sun was blocking our eyes, they taught us, if you can't see the ball, if you're straining and there's no ball, catch the sun. Because that's got to be where the ball is.
Oh, wow.
You know, so.
Wow.
That's interesting.
That sounds
actually,
like a recipe for eye damage.
I have caught the sun before.
That's deep.
Yeah. And it didn't work.
That's kind of
because it was like, holy cow, I don't see this thing coming at me. Like, it really is. Like, it helps a lot if you can anticipate the thing that's arriving in your hands. If you're catching the sun and it's just there.
Wow.
It's hard to know when to put your hands
up. That's pretty cool. The other Twitter poll question we have, do you think Fritz will ever allow the video of his meltdown in Goff to be released. Hasn't been released yet. Should have been released like three, four weeks ago.
What is the upside of him releasing it now?
He doesn't look like a wuss.
Why does he have final say in if it gets released or not?
I got some news, guys. I got some news.
What's the news, James?
Jack Fritz has released a tweet.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Okay, let's
Here's
hear
Here's the Goff video Joe DiCamera has been begging for.
Wow.
Enjoy. It is the video. Shout out to Fritz. Give him credit here.
Took him 4 or 5 weeks, but I'll give him a 10% shout out. All right. All righty. Wait till you say it.
Well, is it? And then react. Are we sure it's the complete video?
It should be about a four-minute video.
It's a four-minute video.
Of the nine straight strokes he had on hole 10. I mean, guys, I didn't shoot for nine. He had nine straight strokes.
He was away nine straight strokes.
Nine straight times.
Oh, my goodness.
You know how impossible that is.
Well, I had a...
I mean, that's essentially impossible. I mean, you know, nine straight strokes.
We always say on the golf course, USA, you still away.
All right, let's go to the phone. So good job by Jack finally doing it. A little late to the party, but better late than never. We go to Mike right now in Cherry Hill. Good morning, Mike.
Joe, John, everybody, Sal,
hi, Mike.
Good morning.
What's up?
Listen, man, I got, it's going to lead me right into my winning answer. This Fritz and this Spike who complain about Joe's little groin thing, do anybody recall that this guy was crying about his arm? I might not be able to pitch. He's a college athlete.
And he backed out. He initially backed. I didn't back out. I'm telling you, I'm playing through it. The tough guys of the world, like, you just got to deal with it.
Cry babies in the afternoon. And that brings me, you know what, Joe? If I was in court, right, and I was the lawyer, and this was an article of debate, I would say, you know what? You're out of order. I'm out of order. This whole damn courtroom's out of order.
And that's right. What an answer that is.
And justice for all.
Yes. I love your call, Mike. I love your call. Mike, you're rooting for me, obviously, to win this thing, right?
Yeah, I wish your buddy John next to you would, too, though.
I agree with you.
I mean, John, you know what? Yeah. He may not be the better athlete, okay? But you know what? Not always the best team wins, not always the best athlete wins. And how, you know, I get your friends with both of them, but come on, man. They are the biggest crybabies, the biggest hypocrites, especially with this arm thing, and now Joe's... thing. Come on, man.
Thank you, sir. Mike, God bless you. God bless you.
I don't know, appeal. So what is the arm thing and then the...
The Jack actually backed... So Spike and Ike keep saying that I should just back out. I'm not back. Matter
Jack
of fact, let's listen
back
to something.
Out, and
no,
you
he
did.
No, he did until he then came back. He actually backed out of pitch.
All right, we got another update here. Spike Askin has quote tweeted our poll. Obviously, you know, Jack has not released a video, but do you think Jack will ever release a video? Spike Askin has said, this entire thing was framed in a completely dishonest way. Would like to have Joe and James on our show with the lie detector so we can get some other dishonest and hidden things about this competition out in the open. Invitation is out there. We'll see if they take it.
Oh, my.
I honestly have no idea what he's talking about.
I don't have any idea what he's talking about either. I also have a busy afternoon because I'm headed down the shore to try to get my book and stores down the shore. So I don't think today is the day. But I have no idea. James, there's nothing to my knowledge at all that I have.
I have honestly no idea what he's talking about.
I haven't blocked anything.
Zero. Yeah.
I haven't blocked anything.
No idea.
All right. Well, they're feeling the heat. Let's listen to something else they said yesterday. Because, you know, the groin thing, and when I say groin, it could be groin, it could be hip. Ben, does the hip count as the groin?
Yes.
That's it. Really?
Yeah, it's all connected.
I think of the hip is like outside.
No, it could be your hip flexor.
Are we talking about
it's all involved.
Sports hernia or not?
We're not sure, John. We're not sure.
Sports hernia.
We're going to know in the next couple weeks.
Why don't they just call it like I thought if we're talking about all of that stuff, what used to be sports hernia,
right.
And it's so much stuff, all interconnected.
The psoas and all that
stuff. Yeah.
Now, to be clear, maybe the injection will help me and I won't need a surgery and things will be fine. That's possible. Let's listen to something these guys said yesterday because they're yappity-yap with their mouths. three mouths. Let's listen to some of what they said yesterday.
We do have to talk about DiCamera as well. Well, he is... So he announced his injury, his groin injury. And I think like I know what he's trying to do here. If DeCamera wins tennis, which is possible.
Sure.
Because Jack hasn't practiced at all.
I'm looking at Fritz, yeah.
Yeah.
He can just say he can't go any further, and he can't do the race, because he can't run.
Can't run, so he's definitely going to forfeit that one.
So he'll just say, I can't do it anymore.
Wow.
And end the competition at 2-1.
Wow.
How's that for a theory?
Yeah. And if he loses, he can just say he was injured.
He was injured.
So the only thing I want to put out there is if he's healthy enough to play tennis, he's healthy enough to run.
Right.
And if this ends because of injury, Jack's not conceding, right? You're not giving up, Jack.
Never.
So Joe has to quit.
Yeah.
Like, remember, like, everything gets wiped off the board. He doesn't just get to end it 2-1. He has to quit. I quit. He has to say the words, I quit.
Yeah, but that's not going to happen.
It won't happen.
Yeah, exactly. You've made it very clear that you're going to compete. Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Unequivocally, I know the integrity of one Joe DeCamera.
Thank you, sir.
Despite being a St. Joe prep guy, I know that he will not concede that. He will not give up. He will go the distance if he's physically able to. 100%.
Oh, honestly, even if I'm not physically able to.
That's what I'm saying. But you're saying
you're not going to use the injury as an excuse.
I won't use it as an excuse.
Okay.
Now, the only thing I'll put on the table that is possible, if I'm up 2-1, I may rest my starters in game 4 when it's running.
What does that mean?
It means you might not
get... So you're going to back out of running.
I'm saying you may not get my greatest effort in running because I might want to.
So that's what they're saying.
No. They're saying a 2-1. I say the competition's over.
He shuts it down.
If you go lackadaisically.
So you're saying you would basically hand it to Jeff.
It's possible.
But that's no fun.
I know it's no fun, but I also have to make sure that I have enough in the tank for game 5.
Self-preservation.
I don't think that.
Load management.
Listen, you'll remember Allen Iverson. AI missed game 3 versus the Bucks.
Hold on, having enough
missed
in
game
the tank
3.
From a 100-meter race, like it's not going to tax you to where you're unable to compete a week later.
With me, it could.
Is that what it is, a 100-meter race?
We haven't really quite. We said 100-meter, 100 yards, then they want it longer. I don't know. I really don't know. All right, well, look, you can weigh in on the whole thing. By the way, we'll be at FDR Park on Tuesday. So Tuesday of next week, we're going to be at training camp doing our show. And then at high noon, right near here, FDR Park, we hope to see you out there. We had about 300 to 500 people for baseball. And I would love to see a big crowd out there. FDR Park, the tennis courts at FDR Park, noon on Tuesday. So please be there if you can. 215-592-94.
And am I technically like the ref for you,
of
Joe?
No.
Of course not.
Yeah. Because I will have a really good view of all of your shots at the net.
No, you're not the ref. James, you know what does need to be determined? We haven't discussed this at all. I don't know if the afternoon show has. Tennis etiquette is generally no noise during the point, during the serve end point.
Right.
Now, apparently we're going to have a chair umpire. Like, is this chair umpire going to insist on no noise?
I would imagine, yeah.
I mean, he probably should,
it's gonna
right?
Be pretty
I mean,
tight.
That's the sport.
Maybe, but the only problem with that is... If everyone's quiet, but then one guy screams out,
John Ritchie, potentially?
Well, yeah, but you know what I mean.
Well, I'm going to try to bring that in.
Is this being broadcast live, or is it a taped situation?
I don't
know.
I don't know either.
Maybe sometimes the chair umpire won't know where the noise is coming
from. Well, so part of the thing that would advocate, like, let's just have noise everywhere is...
Let's have sneaky
then it's constant noise. Like, you know, if it's constant noise...
Can you not play with noise?
No, I'm...
Like, does it affect you?
I've never played in front of a crowd in tennis. I have no idea.
Are you a grunter? Is this going to be
one of those?
No,
I'm not Monica.
You're like Monica Seles.
It was unbelievable back then.
It was loud.
It was
obnoxious.
Has Richie told you he was a ball boy in tennis?
We were
saying that he should be a ball boy for you guys.
Listen, John is not rooting.
Yeah, that's the plan.
John is rooting against me.
I'm a ball man.
To me, he can't have a... No one that has...
He's not going
to
sabotage
like Kramer?
You.
No,
like,
it's just...
I'm a ball man.
A ball man.
But that's why I was asking him
a
if
ball
I'm
gentleman.
Reffing from the net where I'll be...
Well, you're certainly not reffing.
Yeah.
No, I that's mean, not...
I'll
ball,
have a great
being a ball
view.
Boy and a ref is not the same thing.
No, but that's...
He really knows tennis.
I'm no longer a ball boy. I'm a ball man.
Yeah,
and if you're a ball man, you've developed, I don't know, like the ability to potentially ref a little better than a ball boy would.
It doesn't work that way.
Yeah, I'm confused.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.